Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We have breaking news on The Savage Nation, and it's not good news for America nor for justice. The NYPD officer in Eric Garner chokehold death was not indicted by the Staten Island grand jury. I repeat, the NYPD officer who killed Eric Garner with a chokehold, which is illegal, was not indicted by a Staten Island grand jury. That city is going to go up in flames. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to stick to what I said earlier. If you don't know the story, I'll tell it to you again. You can go right now and see it on michaelsavage.com. You watch the video yourself, and you watch these thuggish cops taking down this black man and choking him to death, pressing his face against the concrete, and you tell me why there was no indictment against this officer, Daniel Pantaleo. First of all, forget the white-black issue, although that's a big part of it. Pantaleo, in my opinion, is a common bar thug and a coward. If you watch the video, your heart will break for the victim, Eric Garner. Okay, he broke the law. And you know what the law was? He was selling unlicensed cigarettes. And he had a rap sheet of minor crimes. And that is a reason the father of six should die? Because this thuggish cop with a gun in a club has a right to say you're resisting arrest? You watch that video. They didn't go up to him and say you're under arrest, let us cuff you. No. Six of these punk thugs jumped on Eric Garner and choked him to death. You could watch Eric Garner, the black man, begging for his life as he is on the ground, saying, I'm choking, and he died. Now, I told you when this first happened that I felt that this was a murder on the part of the NYPD. What was Garner doing? He was not selling crack. He was not raping anyone. He was not murdering anyone. This guy was selling unlicensed cigarettes, known as Lucy's. They went up to him and they said, come on now, you can't sell them, you're under arrest. So he basically didn't put his hands in a pair of cuffs. I'm sure he would have gotten into a car with them. But no, they had to take him down like he was an animal. They treated him like an animal. Eric Garner, a 43-year-old father of six, was killed on July 17th when Officer Pantaleo subdued him on a Thompsonville, Staten Island Street with a banned chokehold. Let me repeat that. This punk coward cop used a banned chokehold. Watch it for yourself. He choked the man to death. The man was screaming, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Well, another one of the punks with a badge and a club and a gun jumps in and starts to grind the black man's face into the pavement. I said then, as I'm saying now, that this grand jury decision is 100% wrong, and it's not the police right or wrong. It's never going to be that way with me. I'm not that kind of guy. Ferguson, yes, I was on the side of Officer Wilson. The Garner case, wrong. This policeman should have been indicted, and he should have been tried for first-degree murder, as far as I'm concerned. I'd like your opinion of this incendiary decision by a grand jury in New York City just minutes ago. This is a talk radio program, unlike television, where you have to sit and watch like a dummy. You can call this show, The Savage Nation, at 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282 with your commentary. And here's the question. What is your reaction to the New York policeman being cleared by the grand jury? Do you think it's the correct decision simply because he's a cop? Or do you think that they actually killed Eric Garner? I'm asking you to go watch that videotape if you haven't seen it anywhere else. I put it up on michaelsavage.com. Watch these thugs with badges and guns take this man to the ground, and as he's on the ground, grind his face into the concrete as he's begging for his life, and they killed him. What do you think? Again, the phone number is 855-407-282. If we have the audio of Eric Garner begging for his life, would you please play it now?
Put your hand behind your back. I can't breathe.
Oh, my God, it's heartbreaking. The man is saying, I can't breathe. It's like watching a wounded animal being killed in front of your eyes. But it's not a human animal. It's a human being. They treated him worse than they would treat a dog. These cops are murderers. I'm sorry. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because I'll rip you to pieces verbally. These cops are killers. They're trained murderers on the streets. And there's no excuse for this grand jury decision. None whatsoever. And I'm not Al Sharpton. I'm Michael Savage. And my bona fides in the conservative media are well established for 20 years. I have supported the police from the get-go, but when they commit a murder like this, don't expect me to light up the Christmas tree and say hallelujah. No siree, Bob. Again, if you want to sound off, a Staten Island jury just said, that Staten Island grand jury, that is, they're not going to indict an officer in the NYPD for killing Eric Garner with a chokehold. Now, the fact of the matter is, Garner was a father of six. He looked like a true gentle giant. His crime was minor. It was nothing. He was selling Lucy's in the street. They took him down like an animal. And as he was on the ground, they put him in a chokehold to get him to the ground. One officer did. And I watched that video. I almost screamed. I almost cried months ago when I first saw it. And I said, this was murder. This was not a justified situation in that regard. Yet the Staten Island District Attorney and the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which launched probes, did say nothing. But after several months of reviewing the evidence, the panel, which consisted of 15 white and 8 black or Hispanic jurors, if you must know, finally concluded there was not enough evidence to charge Pantaleo with a crime. My friends, this is murder. This is not the same as the situation in Ferguson, not at all. And by the way, Pantaleo has had incidents in the past of using excessive force. He's faced the police review boards before. He had been accused of false arrest and violating police procedures in two previous lawsuits. That unto itself doesn't mean anything. There are rough cops and good cops who are rough. And there are rough cops who are bad cops. Pantaleo is a rotten apple, in my opinion. And he was not only accused of putting Eric Garner in a fatal chokehold, he did put him in one. Just watch it with your own eyes. We've got calls rolling in at 855-407-2282 from around the nation. Pete in Albuquerque, New Mexico, go ahead. Your opinion, please. What do you think here? What's your reaction?
Michael, you are 100% right. You know, Ferguson, you know, obviously the guy fought with the cop. This, I've seen the video. I watched it when it first came out. They choked him out, and they killed him, you know, and it's plain and simple. They had six guys. They could have easily, you know, de-escalated the situation, talked him down. You know, had at one point he tried to struggle. Where's the taser? Where's the left and lethal? You don't, obviously it's a banned chokehold, and to, for them not to indict at least one of the officers, some type of justice. And
well, Pantaleo is the one who choked him to death. Look at the video. Anyone listening to the show, go and look at the video. Mr. Garner is not swinging. He's not threatening officers. He's not cursing them. He's not like Ferguson. He's not fighting with them. All he was trying to do was explain the situation.
Right.
Okay, so he was trying to talk his way out of it. They could have said, please come to the car. Come on, you know what you're doing. Look, I try to stay away from controversial racial news. But this case had the most compelling evidence I've ever seen in my life. At the very least, it should have been taken to a jury in a court of law. Do you agree with me?
Oh, 100%.
And while Mr. Garner was laying on the ground, choking, his life leaving him, nobody tried to help him. They let him there like a dead animal. I have seen animals treated better in a hunting scene than this man Garner. I've never seen anything like this. And this guy got away with murder just now. I'm sick to my stomach that they would do this. Anyone else have a comment? You got one open line at 855-407-2282. You're listening to the Savage Nation. We're talking about breaking news from New York City, which is going to affect all of America, coming as it does on the heels of Ferguson. Daniel Pantaleo, the Staten Island cop accused of putting Eric Garner in a fatal chokehold, was found basically not guilty. Found not guilty. The officer in the chokehold death was just found to be not indictable by a Staten Island grand jury. I am sick to my heart over this. Not only is he guilty, by the way, but this was the stupidest decision that could ever have been made, coming on the violence in Ferguson, given that we have vermin like Al Sharpton and the lawyers with long ponytails who work with Sharpton and the Jesse Jacksons and Eric Holder and Barack Obama just waiting to sink their fangs into the heart of America again. Ty on KSFO in San Francisco, what's your opinion?
Yeah, Mike, you're absolutely right about this New York case, but this didn't start just with this case. Remember Rodney King when he was beaten by a gang of L.A. cops? And, you know, that set off riots across the country. And those cops...
Well, I wouldn't mix the Rodney King situation in with this for one reason, Ty. Rodney King resisted arrest in a much more physical manner than did Eric Garner. Have you watched the video yet of the Eric Garner case?
No, I haven't seen the video yet.
Well, Ty, if you go watch the video, you can catch it on many sites, including michaelsavage.com. No matter who you are as a human being, your heart's going to go out to the poor black guy as he says, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. This is a sickening story. Thank you for the call. Play that sound again, Robert, so they can hear the man. Listen carefully as the black man's life leaves his body. Listen carefully. I mean, it's heartbreaking. You're listening to a man begging for his life. I don't care that he's 300 pounds, 400 pounds. You had six thugs jump on him. They look like jackals. If you watch movies of jackals on an African plain jumping on an animal, you would see no difference between jackals and these NYPD officers. Frankly, all of them should have been indicted for homicide. Forget just the officer who put him in a chokehold. They were all participating in the murder of Eric Garner. That is my opinion. I am sick to my stomach that this happened today, and I wonder what you think about that. We have time for one or two more calls. We have one open line at 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation. Let's go to WJHC in Jacksonville, Florida. Charlie, what's your opinion?
Well, I want to agree with you on Ferguson, and I agree with you on the case in New York. But I myself have been mistreated by cops, snatched up, thrown in the back of a cop car. I didn't resist, but if I would have resisted, they would have had the right to deal with me more harshly. But I went through the proper channels, went to the head of the police, and got that particular officer fired. He agreed with me. And that's what people need to do. Not that the guy in New York was doing anything wrong that I've seen. That was just...
Well, he was selling cigarettes on the street that were not taxed. He has a rap sheet of selling cigarettes. He's a poor guy, has a family of six, probably trying to make a few extra bucks here and there. Is that the best thing they can do with their time is bust the guy selling cigarettes on the street and then kill him?
And no, sir. And when they could have went around the block and probably arrested somebody for selling crack. I mean, they
could have gone around the corner to the Department of Health and Human Services and arrested the head of HHS, who gave $182 million for 4 months' housing of illegal alien children to the organization called the Baptist Family Children and Family Services. You want to talk about thievery? You want to talk about robbery? They should have arrested the president of Solyndra. They should have arrested the president of the HHS for giving $182 million to Baptist Family Services for housing illegal children. Instead, this is what the cops are doing? Unbelievable to me. This is an outrage, and this has to be stopped. And this cop should be tried right now. I don't give a rat's behind what the grand jury found. I think that this cop must be indicted for homicide. This is the Savage Nation. If you don't know what we're talking about, you will shortly. The phone number is 855-407-282. If you got a minute, find it on any site in the country. Go and see the video on michaelsavage.com, and you tell me whether you think these cops should not have been indicted by a grand jury. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Savage Nation, it is heartbreaking news, by the way. A phrase you've not yet heard. It is heartbreaking news. A true gentle giant was choked to death by New York Police Department so-called officers for committing the violent crime of selling cigarettes on the street. The father of six can be seen begging for his life on the ground as the jackals in blue press his face into the pavement. You can hear the man begging for air, saying, I can't breathe. Listen to the sound and tell me what you think of this.
Put your hand behind I can't breathe.
And then he's dead. If you watch this and you have no sympathy for this guy, put aside race. Let's say you're a white cop or a white man and you see the officer's white and the victim is black. You say, put aside the race. Try to see the humanity involved in this terrible, terrible, terrible murder. And you'll see that the cop was a murderer. Ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Jury, you have no capacity to understand what I am saying if you see this only in terms of race. If you're a black man, you'll say, of course, the cop is a murderer. If you're a white man and an officer of the law, retired, you'll say, no, I'm wrong. They were just doing their job and he resisted arrest. But if you put aside your racial bias, because we all have one, and you just watch a man being taken down by five men, a man who, by the way, committed no violence. He didn't hit anyone. He was not fighting with the officers. He didn't curse the officers. He didn't approach the officers in an aggressive manner. He had no weapons. No weapons whatsoever. Big, gentle guy, probably on welfare and public housing. Six children, trying to make a few extra bucks. And the cops, instead of arresting crack dealers, heroin dealers, scumbags in the solar industry, vermin in the HHS, instead of doing their job of arresting violent criminals, they pick on this guy and they put him in a chokehold. Go and watch the video. You'll see the man with the big arms, the cop, with tattoos all over his arms and tattoos on his legs to show how tough he is. I'm sure he's a big hit in the local bars in Staten Island at night as he drinks his Schlitz, whatever he may drink. He's got big muscular arms and he put him to good use by choking this black man to death. And I ask you, what kind of country are we living in? If we let police do this to anyone, forget black and white. Look at the humanity. Ask yourself on a humane level, if this was your father and six black cops jumped on him and choked him to death, what would you be thinking then? What would you say? He was just selling cigarettes. Why did they kill him, right?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Breaking news story. This is heartbreaking news. A New York Police Department so-called officer was found not indictable by a grand jury for the chokehold murder of an innocent black man. Now, you say he wasn't innocent after all, he was selling cigarettes on the street. Well, did he assault the police? No. Did he threaten the police? No. Was his crime sufficient to justify the police taking him down in such a brutal manner? Of course not. Moreover, to me, it's an oh-my-God decision. New York Police Department officer and Eric Garner chokehold death, not indicted by Staten Island grand jury. Now, this is coming on the heels of Ferguson. What do you think is going to happen now? How do you support such an act by these police? Now, you have to watch it before you can comment. The truth is that if you listen to it on the face of it, you say, Savage, you're a conservative, you should support police. No, I should do nothing like that. It's not police right or wrong with me. It's not whites good, blacks bad with me. It's not one way or the other with me. You know, for years I've said I call him as I see him. I need to be consistent. I saw this when it occurred in July. I watched the video. My heart broke for the black man, and I watched a thug cop put him in a chokehold, which, by the way, is illegal. I heard the black man begging for his life as he said, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And I said, this is an act of murder. And now look what happens. They're not going to indict him. If you've watched the video, can you please call the show? If you haven't watched it, please don't call the show, because you're not going to really know what you're talking about. Let's play the sound of the man, Garner, after they took him down like an animal, Well, you have not only was he... Well, listen, go ahead. Now he's dead. Now he's dead, that's all. Now he's just dead. Now, aren't police supposed to help people who are drowning? You can hear he's like a drowning man going under the water for the fifth time. I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And tell me what happened. Tell me what happened when the guy's saying, I can't breathe. Did they pull back? Did the jackals pull back? Did the brave cop Daniel Pantaleo with the big muscular tattooed arms, did he release his chokehold? No, another low-life schmuck jumped on the guy and ground his face into the pavement while he was almost half dead. Another coward. Don't tell me I'm supposed to support the police, right or wrong. I won't do it. And I hope you continue listening to the show if you are a cop or an ex-cop or married to a cop. Because I am not going to sit here and just kiss the behinds of people who wear the blue. I won't do it. I do it for 20 years. When they're right, they're right, and they're right 99% of the time. They're right 99.9% of the time. You know my position on Ferguson. Took a lot of heat for that position. Well, you want me to do a knee-jerk thing that the cop was only doing his job? Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. The grand jury said he's not indictable. They're 100% wrong. He should have been indicted. How do you feel about this? Mike, in New York City on WABC, go ahead, please.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Savage. I mean, this just exposes a flaw in the New York grand jury system because, I mean, if you're a regular citizen, you're guilty. If you're a cop, they do everything they can not to indict you. I mean, one of the scariest things that ever happened to me was I was involved in an incident with an off-duty cop, and one day I get a letter saying I'm going to the grand jury, and my lawyer basically says, look, you either take a plea or you face 7 years in prison. What do? You know?
Here's the thing that bothers me. This didn't come in a vacuum, this decision today. This came on the heels of what happened in Ferguson. Now this vermin, Al Sharpton, this lowest of the low jackals, the worst man in the history of America, is now going to take a truly egregious incident against a black man to sink his fangs into, along with the other Reverend Jesse Jackson and the other haters. The grand jury made a huge mistake, and I don't know why they did this, because anyone, did you watch the video of it, Mike?
I saw the video, Dr. Savage. All I can tell you is that, especially when you get to the outer boroughs of New York, in Queens and Staten Island, you know, they're very pro-cop. I mean, if that incident had happened in Brooklyn or in the Bronx or in Manhattan, it would have gone the other way. I'm convinced of that. I mean, especially if it was the Bronx. I mean, he would have been indicted, rightfully so. But in Staten Island and Queens, you know, it's like, yo, you know, cops, it's the hero worship. The cops do no wrong.
Well, I don't hero worship anybody, but all I can tell you is unless you've watched the video of the guy going down and begging for his life, you really can't make an intelligent opinion. You can't offer an intelligent opinion here, Mike. People are just going to base the decision on race or on the fact that they're cops?
He's begging for his life, and that cop with the numbers on his back was a thug. You could tell he went there to kill somebody that day. You talk about he was out there hunting to kill somebody. He was. You look at him, he had evil in his heart, Mike.
Who you mean? You saying Daniel Pantaleo? Pantaleo?
Pantaleo. You know what? They should take his pants off and spank him for what he did because he's a scum. You could tell he had evil in his heart that day. He went there to kill
I wouldn't go that far. You don't know what he had in his heart. Come on, let's be clear here. Let's look at the facts. Here you got a big black man. He's selling loose cigarettes on the street. How big a crime is that?
I mean, yeah, they caught a big fish that day. You know, I mean, you look at the facts.
Six of them jump on him. Not one. Not two. And once the man is down, they grind his face into the concrete like a piece of meat. And as he begs for his life, as you can hear him choking to death, saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Do any of the cops say, hey, back off here? No. Did anyone give him any resuscitation when he lay dying on the sidewalk? No. I'm afraid this is one of the worst moments in law enforcement in modern American history, and I am terrified of what's coming now, because very shortly there's going to be a news conference, I think by the mayor and by that vile slimeball, who has made his entire career attacking police and attacking the people of the cities of this country, Al Sharpton. It's going to be sick. This is sick. Maybe you disagree with me. And if you do, why don't you call the show? I'll let you vent. I have cops calling who are angry at me. And that's okay. We don't have to agree on anything. But let's see what the cops have to say. Sal in South Florida. Welcome. No, South Carolina, sorry. Sal, go ahead. Give us your opinion.
Hey, Michael. How you doing today? If you watch the video in slow motion, you'll see that the cops from the beginning giving him commands to tell him. They're basically telling him why they're going to place him under arrest. And the reason why you see so many officers there is because they have groups of officers that go around and handle these type of crimes. They're like a squad of cops. If you look at it quickly, you're going to see it looks like they just bum-rushed him. But the first officer that's talking to him is telling him, he's making him aware, listen, you know what you did wrong. You're going to be placed under arrest. And the handcuffs have to go on. So now the question is, how do you get the handcuffs on a man who's telling you that's not going to happen? So you have to get the handcuffs on him. So now you have to decide on what method you're going to take a 300-pound guy, because that guy is a big dude, to get him to the floor, to get the handcuffs on him.
Well, let's pause right there. So far, I agree with everything you said. I watched it. I heard the same thing you did. But would you agree with me that Eric Garner looks like a gentleman?
You know, yes and no, and I'll tell you what happens. If you say, you know, first of all, you're going to try to talk anybody into handcuffs because you don't want to wrestle anybody. You don't get paid to wrestle. They don't pay any more money to wrestle people into handcuffs.
Well, why didn't they taser him?
Well, because you see, you have different levels of force that you want to use on someone, and the first is obviously going to be try to be a physical manhandle.
So, in other words, they killed him with that method. They took him down. Why would they grind his face into the pavement if they're so sensitive to his civil rights?
What happens is if you watch the video slowly, they get him to the floor and they almost get him in like a halfway rocked position, and they're trying to get the handcuff on him, and you're going to see him try to regain his balance to get up. Now, whether you believe that's him, you know, fighting you or not,
trying to get up, the guy was already half dead on the ground. You had six cops on him.
No, before they grinded his head. Watch the video slowly.
So why would they grind his head into the pavement?
Well, you're going to get on top of him to get both hands behind his back and handcuff him. Now,
okay, so in other words, you have to kill him in order to handcuff him. I understand.
Mike, no. That's,
so you have to kill him first in order to follow rules of handcuffing him. That makes sense.
No, absolutely.
Look, Sal, if you're listening to my show, you know I've supported the police from the get-go for 20 years now. But when you have a situation like this, I'm sorry. I look at this guy begging for his life. I hear him on the ground like a drowning man. You can hear him saying, I can't breathe. Why didn't they let him go when he said, I can't breathe?
Mike, let me ask you a question. I understand your point, and I can agree with you somewhat. Okay? Here's the issue. You ready? I've done this hundreds of times to people, and everybody gets on the ground, and they get nervous when you get on them, and they're telling you they can't breathe. You cuff them up, and you take them to their feet. Now, that whole video, you have to be honest, when they do get the handcuffs on him, how long is it before they get off of his back? That's what you have
to do. I'm watching the video as we talk. I'm watching it on michaelsavage.com.
Now, give me how many...
No, let me ask you a question. Are chokeholds legal in New York City?
Well, the chokehold that he's going to do... Is any hold that you need to get someone down to the ground?
No, I disagree with you, Sal. You know that chokeholds are illegal, illegal use of force by the police in New York City.
Wait a minute.
You cannot use a chokehold. And this was clearly a chokehold. I mean, any observer would say they choked him to death.
No. You know for a fact that the coroner's results came back and he did not die from a chokehold. He died.
I don't believe the coroner. It was a fixed game. Look, my own eyes can't lie to me. I don't care what the coroner, who's a fixed, he's fixed. I watched with my own eyes. Pantaleo locked him in the two hands in a classic chokehold. Sal, you're a tough guy. You're a retired cop. You're living in South Carolina. Have you ever been choked out?
Mike, listen,
No. You got to tell me. Have you ever been choked out?
Yeah, but you know what I wanted to say.
You're not answering me. Have you ever had anyone behind you after you're down on the ground with a pair of hands locked on your neck?
Horrible feeling. It's an absolute. I've actually wrestled people on the ground and been on the other side of that from somebody who's trying to not get into handcuffs. I've been in that situation, and it's not. You know what it is? It's a split section reaction. The guy goes down. It happens hundreds of times. Now all of a sudden, you got the situation where you have a very overweight person who might not be in the best of condition.
All right, so let's stop there. Shouldn't the police officer gauge whether a big fat guy like that could take such violence?
Well, you know what? Like I said, here's the situation. How are we going to get him in handcuffs because the decision...
Wait, let's go all the way back. What was the crime? Selling loose cigarettes on the street? So for that reason, you needed five guys jumping on the guy?
No, it could have been any crime. That's not the point. Once
but it wasn't any crime. It wasn't crack dealing. It wasn't selling heroin outside of school. It wasn't rape. It wasn't murder. I mean, shouldn't the punishment fit the crime, including the punishment of arrest, which unto itself is quite a punishment?
I understand the point, but the point would be whether you murdered someone or whether you slapped your wife. Once we tell you the handcuffs have to go on and you refuse to, it's the same amount of force to get the handcuffs.
Well, I think you've touched on the crux of the issue as an ex-cop, Sal. I think police procedures in these cases need to be reevaluated because it shouldn't be one size fits all. I think that police should be trained to analyze, A, the severity of the crime, two, the relative health of the individual before deciding that they're going to take him down like an animal. So maybe that's what needs to happen, Sal. In either case, I hope, as my father would say in his little store, don't go away, man, just go away. I mean, I hope you continue to listen to the show and don't take this as an indictment of all police because you know that's not where I'm coming from.
I know that's not where you're coming from, but I just wanted you to just think about the point of we have to get him in handcuffs no matter what the crime.
Sal, let me ask you something. Coming on the heels of Ferguson, what do you think this is going to do in New York City?
Listen, it's going to be terrible. I was on the job. I watched, do you remember what, Abner Louima? Do you remember Justin?
Yes, I remember the plunger job, yes.
Remember all that stuff we went through? I mean, you know, the bottom line is, you're right. Is it going to go nuts? It probably will. But you know what amazes me is I can't believe a liberal city, because I don't live in the city anymore. I'm retired. I live in South Carolina. I can't believe a liberal city like New York City did not indict him. They can indict a glass of water in a liberal
city. Well, that's an interesting question unto itself. How stupid can they be, given what just happened in Ferguson? Because they could have taken it to a trial, and in that case, maybe the cop would have been found innocent. But right now, this country's going to explode, Sal. And let's pray to God that cool heads prevail. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. We have heartbreaking news on the Savage Nation. NYPD officer in Aragona chokehold death not indicted by Staten Island grand jury. I have supported the police for 20 years. I supported Officer Wilson in the Ferguson case because the evidence indicated that the individual was charging the officer after assaulting the officer, etc. But not indicting the policeman for a crime, for killing this man, is an outrage to all fair-minded Americans. Now, you're going to hear a lot about white policemen, black men. I wish that they didn't do that. They don't have to do that. The vermin in the media know better after Ferguson. They could say policeman and man, couldn't they? As they do whenever there's a perpetrator who's not white, they say man. If he's a perpetrator who's white, they say white man. You know how the vermin in the media work. Well, here they are flaming it up again. I'm sure that Anderson Cooper's got out a new pair of tight jeans to be on the streets of Staten Island tonight. I'm sure that the dumbest man in the history of the media will be out there with his bush jacket on, fanning the black-white situation. But I'm asking you to put aside your race and think of the humanity. And the only way you can do it is by watching Eric Garner being choked to death on the ground with his head being ground into the pavement. At that point, the cop should have backed off and said, hold it. They could have stopped. He was restrained at that point. But they went beyond that point, and they killed him. This is an outrage for all humanity. This is a heartbreaking day, not only for America, but for the world.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's heartbreaking news on the Savage Nation. New York Police Department officer in Aragon, a chokehold death, not indicted by Staten Island grand jury. We've been talking about this for one straight hour. If you watch the video, you will get ill. If you're a human being, you will get sick. If you eliminate race, if you eliminate the words police, if you eliminate the words white and black, and just watch the video and see human beings interacting, you will have to agree with me, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage jury, that they killed him. Let me explain it to you. They approached him. He was selling cigarettes on the street. Not a violent crime. Nevertheless, a crime. They had nothing else to do with their time, such as arresting the head of the Health and Human Services Department or arresting Al Sharpton for inciting riots. No, instead they approached this guy who was defenseless, basically, and say, you're under arrest. And he said, take your hands off me. They try to cuff him. He says, take your hands off me. So five cops jump on the guy. He's a very big guy. They take him to the ground. And one cop, Pantaleo, puts a chokehold on the big guy. And I'm talking a cop with a pair of arms on him like an anaconda. And he chokes the guy down, and the chokehold is illegal. There was no need for it because the guy was already on the ground. So he's on the ground, let go of the chokehold. Now they got him on the ground, and another cop punk jumps in him and grinds his face into the pavement to add a little more, like basically kicking him in the nuts while he's down. Now, here's the thing. Let's back up the tape. Five or six guys are on him. He says, I can't breathe. So what you do is you let him go. Was he going to jump up and kill them? At that point, he was defenseless. If a man's saying, I can't breathe, and you hear he's almost dead, and you let him go, is he going to jump up suddenly and spring up and kill you? He had no gun. He had no knife. He had no weapons. They killed him. I know I'm going to take heat from people who are knee-jerk conservatives. I know you never heard the phrase from those in the media who are knee-jerk conservatives. But there are knee-jerk conservatives just as there are knee-jerk liberals. And you can't look at this from the point of view of liberal, conservative, black and white, because you'll come up with a biased conclusion. I'm asking you, as human beings, we're not fanatic Islamists, are we? We're not members of ISIS, are we? Where life has no meaning. In this country, life still has value. So from the point of view of a nation where life has meaning and value, you know, I am taught in my tradition a phrase that was created in the 1300s or the 1100s, I don't know which, by a great rabbi named Maimonides. He was a philosopher and rabbi, and he wrote, he who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world. Well, I've often reversed that for how the Islamists treat the world. To them, it's he who takes a single life, it is as though he has gained the world. They have everything backwards. But to me, he who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world. They took the life away from this man. Don't you think that this was an unjustified homicide in that regard? Couldn't they have let him up when he was already on the ground? At that point, he was not only cuffed, he was near death, but they didn't let him up. At that point, they ground his face into the cement. How do you feel about this? 855-407-282 is the phone number on this heartbreaking news story. And this chokehold death is going to set riots off. I mean, you know, coming on the heels of Ferguson, this is the most insane decision I've ever seen in my life. Now you may say, look, the grand jury had no options here. They have to follow their own rules. Well, sometimes rules are an ass, as the great 18th century English essayist wrote, "The law is an ass. Sometimes you have to follow the laws of humanity, not just the laws of how to take down a man who's resisting arrest. Maybe you ought to say, wait a minute, we got him down on the ground. He can't do anything now. Let him go." And by the way, after they killed him, he laid there dead. He laid there dead with his hands cuffed. He was dead on the ground. And no one went over to him and gave him resuscitation. Not one of the cops went over and tried to bring him back to life. They walked away. What is going on in our country that this is happening? Tell me what's going on. What is going on in the country that the police don't seem to have any balance anymore? Is it that the country has become so violent that the police are overreacting? Is it that Obama and Holder are so vicious in provoking the police that the cops don't know what to do anymore? You know, here's the worst part of this story, from my point of view, one man's opinion. We know what Holder and the Troika, Obama, Holder, and Sharpton are. We know what this Troika is. They're Stalinist. They have one goal in mind, to incite riots, to put race against race, to stranglehold the police, nationalize the police. This is the worst possible thing that could have happened for the America that I live in and for the police of this country who do such a difficult job. This is the worst possible decision by a grand jury. They should have indicted him, and they should have let a jury decide whether or not he committed a crime in using a chokehold. It's that simple. It's that simple. Why did they not indict him? Tell me why. You know, I can give you the reasons that I think they didn't indict him, but this is awful. It's just awful, and it is a heartbreaking story, and it will make you sick if you actually watch it. If you watch it and you don't get sick from watching it, then you have no heart. If you watch it and you do get sick from watching it, then you do have a heart. WJR in Detroit. Brian, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your opinion on this travesty?
That was atrocious. I've had a lot of years' experience in law enforcement as well as working in the prison system. That guy, that police officer, had no probable cause to jump on him like that. They could have done so many different things. For one, they could have had two police officers holding his arms, talking to him. They could have put him against a wall, unbalanced, and take one hand at a time and put it behind him. And I'm going to tell you, a big guy like that, it's hard as hell to put cuffs on him. We have to have special cuffs for guys like that. We call them big boy cuffs. They're like leg irons. Their muscles and their tissue, they're so big, it's a big strain to put their arms behind their back.
All right, so wait, this is interesting. So given that you know that, and you're an ex-policeman yourself, wouldn't you think that the cops who were trying to cuff him should have known that?
They absolutely should know that. And the other cops should have tore that other cop off and said, "What the hell are you doing?"
Ah, that's what I see. When I watch that video, every instinct in me says, "What the hell are you doing, Pantaleo? You're killing the guy."
It made me sick. I remember it. I reviewed it back in July, and I remember it like it was yesterday. When that happened, I said, "Man, did he screw up?"
Brian, did you hear what I said about it in July? Were you listening that day?
Yes.
Did you hear that I said the same thing I'm saying today?
Yes.
I didn't change my opinion all of a sudden to garner favor with an African American or liberal audience. I didn't do that. I'm quite consistent in my analysis and opinions, and I tend not to change them if I think I'm correct. And I'm going to tell you again that the grand jury's decision today is an outrage not only to the law itself, but to humanity. And this is a terrible, terrible time for this to happen, because the jackals like Holder and Obama and Sharpton and Jackson and the other jackals who make a living on this kind of thing, they're going to make it burn, baby, burn.
Right. Right.
So I want to review something you said. Are you a current or former police officer?
Yes.
Okay. You said that they didn't have to use a chokehold on this guy. First of all, chokeholds
are illegal,
correct? Right. Okay. But Pantaleo has a pair of arms on him like an anaconda. If you look at his arms, he could break a man's neck with those arms, right?
Right.
He's a hell of a strong cop. God bless him. Works out. Tattoos on the legs and the arms. The arms are like, probably he has 18-inch forearms. He could break anyone's neck with those arms. Why did he have to do that to this guy?
He had no reason to do it. He could have let go once the guy hit the ground.
Okay. See, that's what I see. In other words, he's saying, I can't breathe, and he's not letting go. He's tightening the grip.
Right.
He's like a snake. He's like a snake. If you ever watch a nature film of a python getting a boar, a pig, or anything, an antelope, when that python gets a hold of the animal, he doesn't kill it with one. He starts to slowly increase the constriction around the animal until the life is squeezed out of the animal. And what I see here is the equivalent of killing an animal.
Absolutely.
It's heartbreaking. This is not a good day for America coming on the heels of Ferguson. We were just sweeping up the glass and putting out the fires, and now this.
We're training CPR also. Oh, my God.
Why does he lay there dead and they don't give him CPR? Can you explain that, Brian?
Listen, they were so out of the scope of the duties, it was crazy.
And yet, Brian, you know that I have cops calling me furious at me. They're really angry at me.
Listen, every bit of training I've had with other police officers, there's no way that should have happened. There's no. Look at the prison system is rougher than the streets, and we don't do that.
Oh, you mean if you have a violent prisoner in a prison, you're not allowed to do this to them?
Of course not. We use the necessary force necessary to restrain the individual.
Oh, that's another key set of words there. Necessary force. So this is unnecessary force by any analysis.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, look, I know there are those who agree with you and agree with me, and then there are those who hate me right now, who loved me yesterday. I'm going to send you a gift copy of my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, because if anything's going to start it, it's this incident, and I'm terrified of what's coming in the next few hours. Stay on the line. Jim, please grab this fine caller's name and address, and we'll get a book out to him. This is not a good day. The grand jury decision right now is one of the worst decisions I've ever seen in my entire life. If you disagree with me, you have a forum. And the phone number is 855-407-2282. We're talking about the grand jury just voting not to charge NYPD officer in chokehold death. Before we go, Robert, play for the listeners who don't have their computers on any part of that tape, all or part of it.
I'm minding my business. Please just leave me alone. I told you the last time. Please just leave me alone.
That's all. Can't breathe. They killed him. After the third, I can't breathe. You don't let go of a chokehold, Mr. Python? Officer Python, we know you're a tough guy. We know. We can see your arms are big. You work out in the gym. You got nice tattoos. But, Mr. Officer, after the third, I can't breathe, you think you might have let go of your grip? Or you had to show how tough you were? One of five choking a man to death. I'll be right back. I'm sick.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Back to the Savage Nation. You take a look at garbage like Sharpton and the other garbage men of American society, who you know are, you know what they are. We don't even have to characterize who they are, what they do, how they use race to get ahead and divide and conquer. You know, and I know, that they were lying about Ferguson. They knew the truth. And let's say it was a split decision. They still made it burn, baby, burn. But we knew how vile they were, and we knew that right away Holder and Obama would jump in and try to nationalize the police to some extent, you know, baby steps, the way community organizers do it, putting in the body cameras, retraining them, in other words, taking control of all local police departments. And we resisted that. We resisted that with everything we had. I did on this show. And now the next day, what we see is so heartbreaking, it's beyond belief. And I don't have to repeat what I've already said for an hour and a half. they had no right to kill this man. Once they had him on the ground, they could have let go of the chokehold. They could have released the anaconda grip on his neck. But he's screaming, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. What human being doesn't hear a man dying? A cop is trained to serve, isn't he? He doesn't know the man's dying because he's giving him the python job? No, this is a homicide. Because first of all, a chokehold is illegal. Secondly, they could have released him after the third time he said, I can't breathe. I never saw anything like this. How a grand jury could not indict this cop is beyond me. I've never seen anything like this. And here's the worst part of the story. This now will give the jackals in the Troika the very excuse they need to go further in their takeover of local police departments in this country. This will give the vermin, like Al Sharpton, further justification for the thievery they have committed, in my estimation, for their entire professional lives. This will permit the vile lawyers who have sued police departments across America and made vast fortunes doing so, such as that ponytail slime caught up in a sex scandal in New York, Al Sharpton's personal mouthpiece. What do you think they're doing today? They're popping the champagne because they now know that all of their vile criminal acts in the name of the law will be swept under the rug and they'll be suddenly the good guys. And every other case, no matter how marginal, will be seen through a whole different lens. It's horrible. You may disagree with me, and I'm sure many of you do. WBAP in Dallas, Rick, fire away. Your opinion counts.
Michael, I agree with you that when I saw this, I was disgusted and I couldn't believe that they were killing this guy. But I got to disagree with you kind of jumping on the grand jury. The grand jury only gets information that they're given by the prosecutor. It's pretty much a one-sided government deal.
Okay. Well, wait a minute then. What you're saying here is that Ferguson's the same thing. Maybe they didn't have all the information. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying in Ferguson they had enough evidence to where they convinced the grand jury to, I think, reach a conclusion that they wanted, but you can the government can always hold back information. There's information that we don't want. I used to testify as an expert in use of force for cops. And in this case, if I was making a case for the cops and I was testifying in front of the grand jury, my testimony would be something to the effect of, look, the guy was committing a crime, he was under arrest, the officer showed up, they had to be there, they weren't out on a Saturday night looking for joys, they were responded there, they had to be there. They were in the scope of their employment. They told him he was under arrest. He became a no person, non-compliant. He said, get your hands off me. Don't touch me. He refused to comply and accept the arrest. And when you have a no
person... Whoa. You're missing the chokehold, though. What about the illegal chokehold?
Well, when you say illegal, I used to teach that.
All right. Could you hang on the line? I want to know your opinion. I'll be right back.
Savage.
We're talking about Eric Garner's chokehold death, not indicted, cop not indicted by Staten Island grand jury, all wrong. This, on the heels of Ferguson, is another insult to the judicial system. All it does is give demagogues like Obama and Holder and the others the opportunity to continue their power grab and their racial division. But let's put that aside, because you could say one thing has nothing to do with another. It just, you know, they're interrelated, but they're not totally related. Okay. Let's look at the case itself, but you have to watch the videotape to have a rational opinion on this, because if you're just listening to me and you're a black man, you're automatically going to say, oh, I agree with you for the first time, Savage, that cop's a racist pig. If you're a white man and a cop or an ex-cop or married to one, you're going to say I'm wrong, that it should be police right or wrong, but that's not the way I look at it. I watched the tape in July. I came out on the show and I said then this was unjustified. I think I called it homicide. I watched the cop. Are you assuming that all cops are good people? Are you? Are you assuming that everyone in a uniform is a good person? There aren't a few rotten apples? Didn't I tell you that a president is just a person? Didn't we once go through the Aristotelian logic together where I try to explain to you that a president is just a person? You, I know many of you don't know that. And that some people are good, some are bad, some are brilliant, some are stupid, some are evil. And so, therefore, a president could be anything. He can be an evil moron. It's the same with a cop. He's just a person. He takes the uniform off. He's a human being. This was a bad cop. This was a brutal man who used the uniform and the power of the badge to do bad things, in my opinion. Now, there are those of you who disagree with me and those of you who agree with me. I had a caller last hour from WJR in Detroit, a cop who worked in the toughest prisons. He said they're not even allowed to do that in prisons, what they did to Garner. There's another thing I want to say. I just rewatched the little cell phone video of it. Do you know that as the man is on the ground after the five cops take him to the ground, once he's on the ground, if you look at his hand, his big, big hand, he opens his hand. You see him opening his hand as he's dying. He didn't clench it into a fist. He didn't try to pound the cop back like you ever watch extreme fighting when they're grinding, pounding, grinding, what do they call it, ground and pound, whatever. When they get a guy on the ground, they pound him. But usually when a guy on the bottom of an extreme fighting match is on the bottom, he's fighting back. He's punching. He's trying to hit the guy on top of him in the side of the back or hit him in the head with his fist. Garner was not doing that. Garner was begging for his life. Garner opens his big hand in a gesture of, please stop. And they killed him. I feel as though I'm a prosecuting attorney right now, and I feel as though I'm appealing to a jury. And you are the jury. Now, I got some emails I have to read to you. They're anonymous. One says, I know people in law enforcement who were injured because a partner released a restrained individual too soon. You cannot let go because everyone else is expecting you to hold on. If you surprise the other officers by letting them go too soon, the other officers will be caught off guard. That's one. Okay. The same individual emails and says, but I agree with you that there shouldn't have been that many hands on him, and one cop should have instructed the others to let him go. Maybe it was a simple thing. No one took leadership to stop the restraint, and they were all waiting for a command because that's the type of person police departments like to hire. There was no one in charge. See, this is another main point. I see an out-of-control situation. I see cops who didn't have anyone controlling them. In other words, maybe they went on pure instinct here. Let's back it up for a minute. Nobody was in control. Nobody was in charge. Nobody was watching the scene. There was no commanding officer in that squad who said, hey, hold it. Hold it. Get off his neck. Nobody. So each individual in that squad jumped on the man and took him down. And by the way, four of them were standing on the side, including, if I'm not mistaken, several black officers who didn't say a word as Garner was on the ground. They didn't say one word. They didn't say stop. They didn't try to take the hands off his neck. Nothing. But the most grotesque insult of all, from my perspective, is that after Garner was dead, nobody offered him CPR. I mean, you see the guy laying there. His hands are behind his back. He's cuffed. And you see this gentle big man dead on the ground, and no one's trying to help him. Instead, they're trying to wave the cameraman away. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is all wrong. It's a miscarriage of justice. I don't want to be in New York City tonight. There's going to be a news conference with Mayor... I almost said Giuliani. I only wish to God it was Giuliani. Mayor de Blasio in a few minutes, and we'll get that up here on the Savage Nation, get it up on the Big Bird and run it for you. It is heartbreaking, but please, if you have not seen the video, go and look at it on any website. I've conveniently put it up on my little website, michaelsavage.com, on the right. And then call me and tell me what you think. It doesn't matter whether I'm right or wrong. You see, you could disagree with me or agree. It doesn't matter. The man's dead. All that matters is that he's dead. He had no weapons. Now let's back the whole thing all the way up. Let's take the whole thing back together. Who was Eric Garner? What was he doing? He was a poor black man with six children, probably on public assistance, probably living in public housing, and he was trying to make a few extra bucks by selling some Lucy's cigarettes in the street. Big crime. Big crime. What the cops should have done is jump on the head of Health and Human Services for the contracts that they've given out for housing illegal children in the billions of dollars. Well, what cops should do is, don't let me go down the list of the real criminals in our society. Those in Silicon Valley with fake front companies running solar scams that produce no kilowatts and get billions of dollars through politicians in San Francisco and elsewhere. You want to talk about real crimes? So what was his crime? He was selling loose cigarettes, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. What a threat to society that is. I would bet that the tax loss on Eric Garner's illicit cigarette sales would amount to probably $25 a week. or $25 a day. Yeah, maybe $25 a day in lost revenue to the Internal Revenue Service. Well, there are the crowds now milling about New York City. They're in the streets. We already got the usual suspects. The college students are out with the end racism signs. They had them all printed up in advance. I guess they had them shipped up by FedEx from Ferguson. We'll soon see the Palestinian scarves, the ISIS scarves. This is awful, and tonight is not a good night to be in New York City. It is not a good night to be in New York City tonight. And the racist demagogues, who need not be named, we know who they are going to make hay with this. Man, are they going to make hay. Because this is such not a split decision. This is so not, was he right or wrong? This was so not like Ferguson, Missouri. This is the opposite of Ferguson, Missouri. You know, do I have to give you the compare and contrast? You could do it yourself. You can do it yourself. You know, as dusk is falling in Manhattan right now, they're already marching up Broadway. There they go. And they've just gotten started. There they go. They've just gotten started. You wait until tonight. They're getting the war dance ready. This is just like Ferguson, only worse. They did it the same way in Ferguson. They started chanting. Then they started moving like in a dance. Then they went into a trance. Then they got egged on by the demagogues. And you know the rest of the story. New York's a very hard city to control once riots start. It's harder to control in Ferguson, Missouri, for a million different reasons. Urban policing is very difficult. Ferguson was a suburb. New York City is not a suburb. There's going to be urban warfare. I will tell you this, that if I lived in New York City, I would not go into Manhattan for several days in a car. I wouldn't go near it. The race haters are out in force. They are screaming for blood. And let me tell you something. It's going to get bad. It's going to get very bad. Let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. Many of you agree, many of you disagree. Let's go to a gentleman, Chris, on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Chris, this is a sad day, isn't it?
Mr. Savage, it is a sad day. Dr. Savage, I'm sorry. But the points I wanted to make about this case are it shouldn't be seen through the prism of race, number one. Number two, that the liberal media cried wolf on the Mike Brown case, so this case, which to me is legitimately debatable, like I can see both sides of the equation, which is the one that should have been spotlighted for everyone to have a civil debate about, kind of got overshadowed by the Mike.
You know, you're so smart, man. You hit it right on the head. First of all, this case occurred before Mike Brown, and they held it too long. Why did they release this now? Why didn't they do it before Ferguson?
Well, I mean, I guess they just couldn't help themselves, the Sharptas of the world. And by the way, I'm a 35-year-old, recently converted to conservatism, young black male. And the race guys, Al Sharpton and them, they couldn't help themselves. They see the opportunity, and then they jump on it. And if this case catches on, you know, they find these cases and throw them against the wall and see which one sticks. If this one sticks, you know, 4 days from now, it'll be Mike Brown who? Just like it's Trayvon Hoover, everybody forgets about him. The liberal media went down.
No, I understand. That's why I'm saying it's a very sad day in America, because this is not a split decision as Ferguson might have been to the outside observer. And by the way, there was no videotape of the Ferguson incident. There's clear videotape in this case, and any fair-minded observer would have their heart broken watching this man die. That's the truth.
Right, and I agree with you on the point about, nobody should die over a resisting arrest or loose cigarettes or whatever, but it seems like a bad path to go down where it's like, you know, almost to where it's going to be where white police officers aren't even allowed to do anything to somebody black, or they won't even want to because they're afraid if it gets, you know, misconstrued by the liberal media or something, and it can blow up. And
well, you make a very good point, but that's where we are right now because of the demagogue in the White House. He has attacked the police from the day he started. He's been on the side of the other guys. I understand that, but this is not about Obama. He was not there in the streets of Staten Island. This was a group of officers, and I think one of them was out of control. And I think that's what this whole case should be focused on. But you said something that I said earlier. I'm going to ask every listener listening to my program today to do something for me. Try to watch that videotape, because we're going to be talking about this for quite a while now. And when you watch this case, try to eliminate race from the imagery if you can. Don't say white officer, black man. I wish to God that the media would listen to me and not say a black man, white officer, because they're only going to fan the racial hatred again. From the point of view of humanity, this is a bad story, Chris. This guy could have been let go once he was on the ground, couldn't he?
Oh, yes. I agree. It's like I said, when you look at the videotape, you know, I try to be fair-minded. I try to look at both sides of the equation. I think that it was a situation that got out of control. There was, you know, that you see, as you can see, the crowd gathering around, people pulling out their cell phone cameras. And when I think it's Garner, when he started kind of barking at the policeman a little bit, like you said, they're humans, too. There's a crowd watching this guy bark at him, and he won't, you know, submit to their whatever, you know, get on the ground or get on your knees and put your hands. So, I mean, he kind of forced them to take him down, and when they took him down, it got out of hand. And obviously there was too much force if a guy dies from a takedown. So that's what I'm saying. To me, this case...
Yes, but wait, you said something again that I find to be important. Yes, he resisted arrest. Yes, he wouldn't let them cuff him. But you heard the officer call from Detroit earlier. He said a man had such big hands that they don't even use normal cuffs on hands that large. They use leg irons because you can't get cuffs around that guy.
Right, and I mean, if you're getting, you know, if you're a cop, you have to work in this neighborhood. And
thank you. And you know Eric Garner because you've arrested him before, and he's a cigarette seller, and you know you're going to arrest him. Why didn't they bring the larger leg iron cuffs for his hands?
Right. Like I said, to me, it's an ugly situation that got out of control, and because of the racism of the people, you know, people can't get past that, and so, you know, people start jumping.
Well, look, whatever we say doesn't matter, because you're a rational man, I'm a rational man. We try to bring humanity and reason to a discussion. Chris, tell me what you think's going to happen tonight in New York City.
Well, it's going to be just like Ferguson. You got these people that are out there doing this, I mean, they're looking for any excuse to go out there and riot and cause trouble. Just like the people that are out there that were out there in Ferguson, I would guarantee 90% of those people didn't know Mike Brown or probably don't even know the facts of the case. It's just like something to do. If you're a young guy, it's just something to do.
Yeah, that's right. And you look at the mobs walking in the streets of Manhattan as we speak, and 90% of them are college students, mainly girls with nothing to do. They're probably home for the holidays already, in between sexcapades and drug experiences. Already they're marching with the Stop Racism signs. They're all brainwashed, they're useful idiots, and they're part of the problem, not part of the solution. This is not going to be a pretty scene tonight.
No, I agree with you. It's not. And, you know, people are, attracts the opportunists, the race hustlers, like you said.
Oh, man, it's going to be a bad night in Gotham tonight. It's the Savage Nation. Stay on the line, Chris. I'll send you a copy of Stop the Coming Civil War as a gift for being an articulate caller. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Welcome back. We're talking about the New York grand jury decision to not indict the police officer who choked Eric Garner to death. You've heard my opinion. This was homicide, or let us say negligent homicide, or let us say something else, not homicide. But this is not right. This is just not right. And now you've given the illegitimate the grounds they need to wreck this country. If you think Ferguson was bad, and it was set on fire by the race haters, the race hustlers, and the media. I don't know what to say about New York tonight. Already the white college girls are laying on the ground of Grand Central Station with a die-in. The white college girls who look to lay down anywhere, I guess, are laying down in the dirty floors of Grand Central Terminal to block the poor commuters from going home. They have got justified cause all of a sudden to lay down on the ground. Now, what does blocking commuters who've worked all day have to do with this decision? Nothing. But this is what you get in a lawless society without leadership. I had many other stories. I have 5 pages of sound for this show. 5. On the illegal alien nightmare that's about to hit us. On Boehner selling out to selling out to Obama. Boehner is such a weak leader that he's actually forming a coalition with Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi to screw the conservative movement. Did you know that? That's how bad this is getting. So we on the conservative side of the ticket have no leadership at all. None. We have nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. The election was not about Boehner. I've called him Clink for years, the sound of ice cubes hitting the bottom of a glass. No one voted for that clown. But now he's joining Reid and Pelosi to screw the conservatives and go ahead with amnesty anyway. Wow, it gets worse by the minute. I'll be right back. Another big hour across America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Heartbreaking news in the Savage Nation. We have heartbreaking news. Grand jury votes not to charge NYPD officer in chokehold death. We've been talking about it for two straight hours. My position is quite clear. If you watch the videotape as I have, you will come to the same conclusion I have ever since I saw the tape last July, which is that this was an unnecessary death. There was excessive force used. Once the man was on the ground in a chokehold saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. They should have released their chokehold. They did not. Not only did they not release the chokehold, they increased the pressure on this poor man by grinding his face into the pavement and he died. And what was his crime? He had no weapons. He didn't pick up a fist. He didn't spit at a cop. He didn't hit a cop. He was suspected of selling loose cigarettes, and for that he gave up his life. No, my friends, this is a miscarriage of justice, and the worst part of it is only going to add fuel to the fire of the most vile in America, the sharp tongues and the others who make their living on such racial enmity. And that's the real loser here. We're all losers because of this. And of course, many of you disagree with me, and many of you have been telling me why you disagree with me. Many of you agree with me, including some cops. Most cops disagree with me. I mean, it's just one of those things. What is your reaction to the New York officer being cleared by the grand jury? 855-407-282 is the phone number. Let's begin on the West Coast in Eugene, Oregon. Ryan, give us your opinion, please.
Hi, Michael. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So I'd like to give sort of an opinion from the other side. So I am a long-time ex-convict. I have committed and paid my penalty to society for many crimes that I have committed. While that was in my youth, 15-plus years ago, I still believe, and even at that time, I've been arrested multiple times, had multiple run-ins with the police officers. Every single time they've asked me to put my hands up and stop, that's what I do. That being said, I've never had a violent interaction with a police officer, no matter what my crime was, whether it was a violent crime, which I've committed, or a drug offense, which I've also committed. So I've never had those.
All right, so what you're saying is if Garner had not resisted arrest, this wouldn't have happened.
I would say yes. And the reason...
All right, okay, well, I agree with you on that. But he refused to be cuffed. You've watched the video, have you, Ryan?
On your website.
Okay. What do you think about the point at which they've got him on the ground in a chokehold and he's begging for his life, saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Don't you think the cops should have released their grip on him then?
I think they should have loosened their grip, but here's what I also believe. I also agree with Sal, who you talked with in South Carolina a couple hours ago. That's a natural reaction when you're in a situation where somebody's on top of you, maybe multiple people are on top of you. Maybe he couldn't breathe because he was panicked. Yes, he was being choked. Fully agree with that. I do believe that they took it too far. What I also believe, though, is his direct actions of not allowing himself to be cuffed and let due process take its course. Yes, he was only selling loose cigarettes. So for that, he probably would have paid a fine, and they would have booked in and released the man. that.
No, what you're saying makes sense to me from the point of view of a perpetrator who knows how to not get his head beaten in by cops. But no, I hear you. I was told, even as a kid who didn't get in trouble with the law, by my father and his friends, never resist an officer, always follow their commands. I mean, I had friends who always listened to him because we knew what would happen if we didn't. Even in my neighborhood, if we had resisted cops in Queens, New York, circa 1955-60, they would have beat our heads in behind a building with a nightstick.
Absolutely, and I'm from the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, so we believe in the same things. And at the end of the day, your actions lead to the results that you are placed in. Now, should the man have died? No. Obviously, I believe the charges should have been brought against the officers in this case. And I believe, and obviously what you're saying is true, because they weren't charges brought, they're gonna set the city on fire, and you know, opportunists are gonna come out of everywhere.
Oh, I am not looking forward to listening to those speeches later today. I am not looking forward to seeing what's gonna happen to innocent drivers in Manhattan and Queens and Staten Island and Brooklyn and the Bronx tonight. I wouldn't go on the street if I were white or black tonight. I would stay home if I were in New York City. I wouldn't go out on those streets.
Now, Obama already has a son named Trayvon, and I'm imagining a nephew named Michael Brown. How many family members does our current king have that are being brutalized by police officers? I mean, that's the bigger question here is, do we need police reform in the way they do things? Absolutely. They were breaking the law by putting him in a chokehold in the first place. So we're not, they should have been charged. That being
well, this cop, by the way, it was not brought against the entire squad who brought Garner down. This one indictment was allegedly going to be against only Pantaleo, who had him in a chokehold. And this guy had a pair of arms on him, like, as I say, like a serpent. If you look at the video, this is a tough kid, this cop, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Without, and I do also agree with you that the look in his eye and his actions, he was looking for a confrontation.
No, the cop looks like he's such a tough-looking guy, and God bless him for that, being on the mean streets in New York, that he could have been an extreme fighter, a UFC fighter. There's no question about it. And he was using, by the way, holds that are illegal even in an extreme fighting match. You know that as well as I do.
Yes.
And by the way, did you hear my caller from Detroit on WJR who was in jails, worked in prisons? He said in the most violent prisons, they're not allowed to use those holds on prisoners.
They're not, and I can speak from that from experience. They're not allowed to do that. And
all right, so in plain English, this cop went overboard and the grand jury did the wrong thing.
Yes.
And that's not to say that Garner did not invite it by not permitting himself to be handcuffed.
Correct.
What was the intermediary step, though? That's what I want to know. He doesn't want to be handcuffed. He says, leave me alone. He doesn't punch them, doesn't yell at them. So they all jump on him. What could they have done differently before it got out of hand?
Well, like you were saying, the first thing, why do they need a squad? You know, I think when you get into that group mentality, whether you're talking criminals, whether you're talking police officers, anyone that holds the same ideals, whether they're small or large, when they're in a large group of people, it multiplies indefinitely.
You're right. It looked like, didn't it look like a pack of jackals taking down an animal?
Absolutely.
People say, how can you say that about policemen? I'm telling you, at that point, they were no longer officers of the law. They looked like wild animals in a jungle taking down prey.
Absolutely. And that's the way, and I think that's the number one piece to this is, why do you need five police officers for a man selling loose cigarettes? For anything, actually, for
well, yeah, let's say, yeah, right, the crime was nothing, but let's say, why couldn't they have used, what do you call those shock things? What do they call them? I don't even know what they call them.
Could have tased him?
Not a taser, what they use, the old shock things, whatever. I don't even remember what they're called.
Oh, cattle prods?
No, don't they have things with a 50,000 volt stun gun? Do they still use stun guns?
They do, absolutely. It's standard operating procedure.
So why didn't one of the five cops pull out a stun gun? Why did they continue to engage in this rough behavior against Eric Garner?
Because they were caught up, I believe, in a mob mentality, thinking, well, it's already started. We're police officers. We might as well finish this. And that, unfortunately, is...
And as the emailer said earlier, nobody was in charge. There was no officer leading the pack, saying, hold it, back off. There was nobody in charge there.
And that's the mob mentality. where everybody...
Oh, so who was in charge of this takedown? That's what I'd like to know. Where was the supervising officer?
Exactly.
And you know what's heartbreaking here, Ryan? Here the country is up in arms over this death, as it should be in a way. And look what ISIS is getting away with, killing whole villages of Christians, brutally executing non-Muslims in Kenya. It's astounding to me what people will get upset over and say nothing about the actions of the most bloodthirsty group the world has seen since Adolf Hitler.
The Obama administration?
Ah, very funny. You're pretty quick on the draw. I can see that you learned your skills behind bars. Is that what you guys do behind bars, is learn how to diss each other with words? You'd be good in talk radio, because that was pretty quick.
Oh, that's exactly what we do. And the funny part is, when people see that interaction, they think that, oh, man, a fight's going to break out. But 99% of the time, it's all in fun, because you have to remember, there's nothing to do in there. Yeah, there's very limited on what you can do, and so that is...
Well, I will not say to you, well, I'm looking forward to practicing my verbal skills behind bars, but it might be fun one day in practice, but I don't look forward to that in the near future. Listen, Ryan, you're a good sport. I'm going to send you a free gift for Christmas. Stop the coming civil war. Let's pray to God we do stop it, because after today, I don't know what's going to happen. This certainly has nothing to do with Obama, but you darn well know that Obama's not going to let this crisis go to waste. Let's go to line number one. Larry on WMAL in Washington, your opinion. Go ahead, please.
I think we're all missing the point here. I mean, what happened to that guy is horrible, and if this was Mayberry or we didn't have Ferguson, those cops would have been indicted. I think this is a gift for the Troika.
You're kidding.
No, I don't.
You actually think that the grand jury wants more racial fire in the country?
Well, I don't think the grand jury does. I think some sort of Machiavellian. This is very Machiavellian. We're dealing with evil forces here. The timing is dubious. It's fueling the fire.
Yeah, exactly. It's 2 weeks after Ferguson. Which, as I say, there was no videotape. It could have been a split decision. There's no split decision here. This is a miscarriage of justice. And you're saying you think that somebody wants this to happen?
Yes.
Well, I can't even answer that. How can you answer a thing like this? How would you know?
It's horrible. I mean, it's horrible, but, I mean, we're dealing with sinister forces here.
Well, that I agree with you. The Troika that I mentioned yesterday, Holder, Obama, Sharpton, and God knows who else... This is a troika like the small group that advised Stalin, if you look up the word troika. It's a government run by three men, not by the people, not by a Congress. It's a government of the troika, by the troika, and for the troika. And you're suggesting that they whispered in the ears of the grand jury?
No, not necessarily. I can't figure that out. But here's what clicked for me. When I was listening to Sal, he said, you know, he was a New York cop, and he goes, I can't believe this liberal city didn't indict him. And then it hit me, and I'm like... Well, of course not. They figured the best way to get rid of these cops and to get this guy justice is to feed the fire to Al Sharpton and Eric Holder and give them more ammunition to do what they want to do.
Holy God, I hope to God the conspiracy doesn't run that far, and I pray to God they're not that well organized and in that much control. I pray you're wrong, Larry, and I'm sure you do too.
I do too, absolutely, but you have to admit, I mean, I was confused sitting here trying to figure out, yeah, what they did is reprehensible, so how did this go forward? And then it hit me.
And why didn't they come to their grand jury decision earlier? This happened in July.
Is that time?
Why did they do it on the heels of Ferguson? Why didn't they do this before Ferguson?
My point. That's my point entirely. I think, you know, we're here trying to figure out why this guy wasn't indicted. We're looking at it specifically when we should be thinking of the big picture, because the timing here is ridiculous.
Well, my friend Larry, then you won't find my title, Stop the Coming Civil War, too off the wall, will you?
I have two copies already, sir.
Well, now you have three. Stay on the line. I'll be right back. It's now 18 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Savage Nation with heartbreaking news. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Savage.
of you may have heard, there was a decision that came out today by a grand jury not to indict police officers who had interacted with an individual named Eric Garner in New York City, all of which was caught on videotape and speaks to the larger issues that we've been talking about now for the last week, the last month, the last year, and sadly, for decades. And that is the concern on the part of
stop right here
too many
minorities. What this does is, okay, thank you, Mr. President. Someone is arguing that the Eric Garner case shows that Obama's body camera argument just took a big hit. What they're saying is, here is a video record of what happened. Here is a case that was ruled a homicide by some right off the get-go. Here everyone saw it, the world saw it, and nobody was indicted anyway. So what will the use of body cameras by police officers actually do? We don't know. What's it actually going to do for the situation? The videotape death of Garner and the failure to get an indictment is what? What does it tell you? Well, it'll tell you that activists are going to push for more than just cameras. They're going to say, well, here's a group of cops who were videotaped and nothing happened to them anyway. So what do you think they're going to do now? You follow me? Oh, wait till you see what they want to do now. You see, the end line here amongst the activists is the same. If you only knew the Communist Manifesto, and I mean the CPUSA, I don't mean the old Karl Marx book in the time of the Tsar. You have to update your knowledge of communism to understand where I'm coming from. The CPUSA, which is one and the same with the Democrat Party today, almost identical. The charter is no different. The CPUSA calls for the disarmament of all American police. Did you know that? They use the false arguments of England and this and that and lower crime rates and there should be no guns in the hands of citizens. That would mean only thugs have guns and the cops should have no guns and it should be a nationalized police force like a single payer health system. Okay? They're going to be calling now for much more than body cameras as a result of this. Much more. And by the way, the mobs in Ferguson were egged on, as you know, by the media. The very same media that is now salivating in the streets of Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx, and Staten Island. The very same media types that stirred the crowds on looking for the violence, looking for the flames, are going to be out of New York in force tonight. And I recommend anyone who's listening to this show in New York City not go out tonight. That's my opinion. Stay home. Because I wouldn't go out tonight if I lived in New York City. But I wouldn't limit it to New York City. I wouldn't go out tonight if I lived in Oakland, California. I wouldn't go out tonight if I lived in San Francisco, California, especially in certain parts of the city. You and I both know that there's an underclass in this society of malcontents of the same type that Hitler used to stock his concentration camps to abuse prisoners. Where do you think he got his SA from? His SA was recruited from the gutter. The gutter is filled with sadistic murderers calling themselves peace activists. I wouldn't go near them tonight. They're violent and they're crazy and the police cannot constrain them anymore. How would you like to be a cop tonight in New York City? How'd you like to pull night duty tonight in Manhattan? How'd you like to have that assignment? I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I believe the mayor is speaking. Is he speaking yet? Yes, we have the mayor of New York. Is he speaking? Yes or no, Robert? I don't know. Yes, let's hear the feed,
no
please.
No family should have to go through what the Garner family went through. And the tragedy is personal to this family, but it's become something personal to so many of us. It's put in stark perspective the relationship between police and community. These issues come to the fore again, and we have to address them. We have to address them with all our might. We can't stop. We have to act with the assumption that it's all of our jobs to never have a tragedy again. That's what we have to fight for. This is profoundly personal for me.
We are listening to the mayor of New York. I mean, I can't characterize him as a known leftist because that would be an understatement. But nevertheless, let's see what he has to say. I hope he says it quickly, though.
He said that Dante reminded him of what he looked like as a teenager.
Oh, God.
And he said, I know you see this crisis through a very personal lens. And I said to him, I did. Because Shirley and I have had to talk to Dante for years about the dangers that he may face.
Oh, here we go. Oh, this is such a
good young man,
crap.
Law-abiding young man who's never
oh,
would
come
think to
on.
Do
stop
wrong,
talking
yet,
about your son who didn't commit any crimes. See, already because. Stop his
us.
Speech for a minute. I didn't want to hear this. Look, here's another demagogue, de Blasio, who has no qualifications other than demagoguery to have arrived at the mayorship of the biggest city in America. And because he has interracial children, his wife is African American, he's already making this death about his son, Dante, who is, as far as I can tell, a nice kid and a spoiled kid who goes to private school. So what does it have to do with him? Let's hear again. I may not listen to this.
We
Let's
have to
play
overcome
it.
Because for so many of our young people, there's a fear. And for so many of our families, there's a fear. So I've had to worry over the years. Shirlane's had to worry. Was Dante safe each night? There are so many families in
again,
this city.
Again, his own son.
Who feel that each and every night. Is my child safe? And not just from some of the painful reality of crime and violence in some of our neighborhoods, but are they safe from the very people they want to have faith
in? Is your son safe from your rhetoric is the question.
That's the reality.
Mayor de Blasio, I would say your son has more of a risk listening to you than he does from the streets.
It conforms to something bigger.
All right, here we go.
That you've heard come out.
Oh, this one ought to get a teleprompter.
In Ferguson and all over the country, this is now a national.
Here's a case of a guy who could use a teleprompter.
Moment of grief, a national moment.
He's
of
just
pain
speaking off the cuff, and man, he's digging his
and you've heard
his
in
wheels
so many
in deeper.
Places,
and all right, already, Ferguson. Why don't you say something about the New York case? Keep it simple, keep it short. I know you're getting national exposure, and you think you're going to be president. You have about as much chance to be president as Hillary Clinton does. So forget about it. You're not becoming president. All right, let's hear it again.
But our history, sadly, requires us to say that Black lives matter.
Because he's a demagogue of the lowest order.
We're not just dealing with a problem in 2014. We're not dealing with years of racism leading up to or decades of racism. We are dealing with centuries of racism that brought us to this.
Oh, my God. Now it's centuries of racism. Here's a white guy who changed his Italian name to something else and then back again. His German name to an Italian name.
To turn.
Okay, I don't think I can listen to this maniac. I didn't know he was this bad. Now it's centuries of racism. Are you listening to this? Now it's centuries of racism. I'm going to let him ramble on with his college racism talk. And we're going to take a few callers. Knoxville, Tennessee. James, go ahead, please. You're back up on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I've been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for about 16 years, third-degree black belt, all that good stuff. And everything I've seen with that chokehold, that is not taught at any level. That is amateur at best. What he did, he's lucky he didn't break that poor guy's neck.
Bingo. That's what I thought he could have killed him just with the chokehold.
Yes, he absolutely did because everything he did is not taught. I don't even teach some higher-level students a chokehold until I know they're ready. To see this guy go and do that, oh, my goodness, manslaughter at the least. That was you can't say premeditated murder, but that's all. I mean, everything.
I think that the case is going to go as a manslaughter charge. But James, you are a martial artist. You teach chokeholds. Was this clearly a chokehold?
It was an attempt at one. It was one he's obviously seen on TV, probably watching UFC. What that was, honestly, Dr. Savage, from what I've seen in my years of doing it, he's lucky he didn't break that poor guy's neck and drop him on the spot. He made that poor guy suffer. And if this guy had been taught anything at any level, when you choke somebody out, you have a very short window to get that guy up on his pretty much sitting up. You have to slap him on the back a few times. And if he's not brought back, you have to do CPR immediately. So for him to do something he's not authorized to do as a law enforcement officer, doing something totally illegal, absolutely, manslaughter should be the least of his worries.
This is an outrage. This is an outrage, and it only lets demagogues like de Blasio and Obama and Holder make it worse for America, because now they're going to justify their lies. Now we're going to hear lectures on racism and this and that, but I'm asking people to put aside the race, and I see this crazy cop committed manslaughter at the very least. Let's review the tape together, people. If you haven't seen it, you don't know what we're talking about. Once the man was on the ground and you hear him dying, he's saying, I can't breathe. Like, you heard the voice, right? You heard him begging for his life?
Yes. I've watched the video several times.
I've watched it over and over again. Couldn't they have let the guy go at that point? He was subdued. He couldn't move at that point.
Dr. Savage, I've taught many police officers different things. I've never taught any police officer at any level, military, special forces, anything, to do that to anybody. There are arm grabs. There's different things. He could have grabbed his ear and put his face down. I mean, there's so many different things. For him to do that, that is criminal negligence at the least. I mean, manslaughter at the least. There's so many different things he could have done. And to have the other people standing around watching him and not doing anything, that made me sick as a...
Well, James, I'm so happy to hear from you because you're an expert on these kinds of things, and I'm an amateur, just an amateur in the sense of looking in from the outside as a talk show host, not as a fighter. But I think anyone looking at this said it was like two serpents going around the guy's neck. And this guy, by the way, you know, as a fighter, you know that size doesn't really matter that much. But you got to admit the cop was a strong guy, wasn't he?
Absolutely. I'm 6'4", 240. The guy who teaches me still to this day, he's probably 5'2", about 180, maybe. He can whip my rear end any day of the week.
He's did you say 5'2"?
Yes, he's a little Portuguese guy. He's straight from whatever it's called, the poor part of Brazil. So, yes, he's a little...
Oh, he's a he was an original slum dweller where either he learned Brazilian jiu-jitsu or he would have died.
Absolutely, and yes, and I would put him against that guy any day, and he would choke him out like he did that poor guy.
Wow, what a story, James. You're an incredibly knowledgeable man. I wish that you lived in the Bay Area. I would like to attend some of your classes so I could choke some of my competitors here in radio. James, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to release some tension. This has been a very rough day for me because I watched it in July. It broke my heart then. I watched it today. It broke my heart again. And when I heard the grand jury announcement, I said, this is the craziest time this ever could have come down. Do you have any idea why they would come up with such a conclusion?
That escapes me. I mean, I'm, you know, all these verdicts and all this stuff, of all things, that's what you're going to say, you know, no charges at all.
No, it makes no sense. See, now here's the real problem. Holder now has justification to swoop down with a federal investigation, which is ongoing, by the way, and have a federal indictment against this cop. And that's what worries me. It gives the president and his minions in the Troika a tightening of the Troika's grip around the police of America. That's the problem here. That's what worries me, is that we're seeing an increased nationalization of everything in this country under this Troika. Let me send you a gift. You know, I don't want to mention the title, but I'm going to send you my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, because I didn't even know we had such a great caller out of Knoxville. Stay on the line, James. Look, you hear the kinds of callers I'm getting on the show. It's so educational for me in a situation like this, where it goes well beyond my knowledge base. Is the mayor still speaking in New York, or is he finished with his diatribe? Let's hear him. Let's tune back in. What's he up to now, the Civil War?
These changes will matter. They will affect millions of people. They will take time, but that is not in any way an excuse or a willingness on our part to do anything but the fastest change we can. It's an honest leveling with our people that not every change can happen overnight, but they're happening resolutely.
You know, I think this mayor needs some clozapine. Is there a doctor in the house? Maybe he can prescribe clozapine for the mayor of New York, because this is truly schizophrenic what he's doing. What the hell does he have to do this for on a day like today? He's rambling on and on. Clozapine might be the proper medication for him. I'm not quite sure. It could be something else. Maybe Rohypnol for a restless leg syndrome. I don't know. I don't know what else to prescribe. Maybe a plain antacid would take away some of the... Let's go back to de Blasio. I can't believe this. Listen to this.
And that is across every community. I have to emphasize, and we've seen this all over the country, but I know it's true here. And I have an experience from last year that I think is evidence. This is not just a demand coming from the African-American community. It's not just a demand coming from
the I've had enough. Look, he's a racist and a race baiter. And what's a shame is he should know better, but that's how he got where he is. He's another one in the Troika. He's one of the... He's one of the people on the bench for the Troika. He's in the dugout on a bench. He thinks he's going to be president now. Can you believe this? What's going on in this country? There's no leadership. You talk about, where is the leader to step forward and say this is a heartbreaking tragedy? Let's take race out of this. Let's just look at the situation. The man was taken down with excessive force. We're going to look into this from that point of view. I don't want, but again, just like Obama, just like Holder, just like Sharpton, just like Jackson, the mayor of New York is using this opportunity to inject race into a situation where race really, I don't think, had a darn thing to do with it. There were black police officers in that squad of cops who took him down. Look at the videotape. They're standing there doing nothing. If there was such an outrageous racial incident, don't you think one of the African-American cops standing there would have stopped it? They did nothing. Terrible. Just terrible, terrible temper. Miami, Florida. David, go ahead. Have the last word in this segment. Fire away.
Hi. I think this is completely Mayor de Blasio and Police Commissioner Bill Bratton's fault. As a result of their new policies, these police officers are forced to show more restraint. You saw the video. They looked like caged up dogs, like with pent up anger, and they just released all of it on this victim. Like, it's clearly Bill de Blasio's fault.
Well, you're saying two things at once. I can't say I agree with any of the two things you just said, because I don't think one thing has to do with another. There are 35,000 police officers in New York, I think. I don't know what the number is. It's that large. And here you had a squad that looked to me like a pack of mad jackals that went mad on an animal. I have to repeat my original observation in watching this tape last July, and I am consistent in my opinion. Watching that group take this big guy down who had no weapons, he did not clench a fist, he did not throw a punch, he did not engage in a fight with the officers. Yes, he resisted being cuffed. That is true. But once they had him down, why did they continue to have to use that excessive force? They could have released that excessive force. Moreover, the hold that this officer who was under question used, which we discussed a few moments ago with that gentleman from Knoxville, that hold is an illegal hold. He said, as a martial artist who trains special forces, they don't even teach that hold. This cop is a rogue cop. He was out of control. He killed Eric Garner. And I believe that the federal government will and probably should try him for manslaughter. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. You know, as I close my show tonight on this sad day in America, I'll ask all of you who are listening to the show across America to try to judge this story going forward from the point of view of humanity rather than race. If only we had a leader who spoke the way I just spoke. If one leader would step forward and say this is a tragedy and a travesty, but I'm asking all of you out there in New York City and elsewhere, please try to see this not through eyes of race, but eyes of humanity. Don't make it about a white cop and a black guy. We don't need that, do we? Why must it be about that? Now, the blacks who like this kind of thing, as long as, and the whites who like this kind of thing, are going to continue to emphasize the race, as de Blasio in New York just did. You know, Holder's getting ready for a race speech. Already, Obama already threw in the thing, and then it's going to be bad unless you see it from the point of view of humanity. But whatever I say doesn't matter anyway. The mobs are gathering in the streets of New York City, Oakland, San Francisco. They're getting ready to burn and to loot. The underclass of the violent, along with the useful idiots, the college girls laying on the ground in the stations across America trying to block innocent commuters. But behind them are the anarchists and the murderers of the type that Hitler used in the death camps. Oh, they may be talking about global warming and fairness and racism, but never, ever, ever lose focus on the fact that many of these people are extremely dangerous and extremely violent, and many of them are criminals. They have no care whatsoever about Eric Garner or about Mike Brown. They care only about causing damage and hurting people. So the story is New York City cop cleared in show cold death. You can watch the video on Drudge Report on michaelsavage.com. The city, as night falls, is definitely a good place to avoid, but it's not the only city. As we saw with the violent protests across America, the masked communist agitators are out there already. The masked agitators are in New York already. They're in San Francisco. They're in Oakland. And I'm going to recommend to my listeners that they just stay away from it all. Don't go out in the streets tonight. I'm not trying to panic you. I wouldn't go in the streets tonight. You know and I know that the violent ones are out there. And there will be mayhem. I can guarantee you there will be mayhem as darkness falls. It's another sad day in America because of the troika at the top. Good night and God pray for America.
Savage.